Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Tuesday, the 30th of April, the final day of the month. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today, and it is going to be a day in which we see cloudy skies. And did you get up with the thunder and the lightning? Areas rumbling through as I'm recording this. And the issue is that we have a frontal boundary. Now, a front is basically the divide between different air masses. If it's moving in a direction where cold air is overtaking warm air, we call it a cold front. If it's moving in a direction where warm air is overtaking cold air, we call it a warm front. And they can flip back and forth. A cold front can become a warm front, a warm front can become a cold front. And that's kind of what we have going on this morning. We had that backdoor front trying to push north as a warm front. So the front was ushering in the cooler air, and you've got this boundary 2 hours south, and we're seeing these showers and even the rumble of thunder pop up because of the lift. So that warm air, if you can kind of picture a little wedge of warm air lifted up over cold air. So the cold air is heavier and denser, and that warm air comes, and it's getting lifted up and over it, and as it's getting lifted, it's producing these showers and storms. Good for the garden. And by the way, speaking of the gardens, we are sponsored by Volante Farms in Needham. Check them out for all of your planting needs. I got in some of the leeks. They had leeks. And leeks are really hard to start the seed. So I planted those yesterday. And when I heard the rain this morning, I was like, oh, good. That will water things in. So Volante Farms in Needham. Check them out. Now, for the forecast specifically, the shower should come to an end here this morning. I think by 10 o'clock. There may be an additional shower this afternoon north of the Mass Pike. Otherwise, it's cloudy. We're in the 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies into the 40s, and toward morning there might be another shower, which you'll see in the morning when you get up tomorrow. I don't think we'll see thunder just because of the situation with this. Temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s tomorrow, warmest away from the coast. Then on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun. There might be a pop-up shower in the afternoon with a southerly flow. Now we're on the warmer side of the front. It's not that warm, but we're on the warmer side. And then winds flip back around on Friday to the northeast, and we go back down to the 50s. So when the winds are southerly, we're going to be in the 60s. When they're northeasterly, we're going to be in the 50s. That'll be the case Saturday as well. And then flipping around on Sunday, I got to say that the pattern ahead looks kind of damp and not consistently nice because of this frontal boundary and where it is. And depending on exactly where it sets up is going to determine exactly what type of weather we have. So we'll have to obviously keep an eye on this here over the next several days. Have a great morning, everybody.